This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Masurowski.
Strong storms again in Western New York last night. Damage is being reported from Rushford to Arcade.
It seems the damage reports that we've received so far are really concentrated across Cattaraugus County, particularly in the area where we had that tornado warning last night, down around the Machias area. Now, we, of course, haven't been able to absolutely confirm a tornado has occurred, given that it was late in the evening, and it's hard to assess the damage overnight with the limited visibility. So we will be assessing the need for a survey today, and hopefully once the sun comes up, we get a better picture of the scope of the damage down there where the tornado warning was issued.
That's Philip Pandolfo at the National Weather Service, and there is the chance for another round of strong storms later again this afternoon. This time the greatest threat will not be south of Buffalo, but rather east of Buffalo toward Rochester.
Okay. Buffalo Mayor Sean Ryan releasing his first city budget, which includes a 25.8% property tax levy increase.
We literally cannot pay our bills that are coming due unless we make big changes. So what does this mean for you as a resident? It doesn't mean the same thing for every resident, because a property tax increase is based on the value of what you own. So right now, even with the increase that we're proposing, the city of Buffalo is still going to be half the tax rate of any neighboring municipality. If you move to Kenmore, your taxes will go up 3 times. If you move to Cheektowaga, you're paying 2.5 more taxes.
Oh, there's Ryan talking about his budget. That increase for homeowners in Buffalo could be anywhere from about $10 to over $40 a month. Ryan projects a budget gap of $109 million that he says must be closed in the next fiscal year. Here's Deputy Mayor Ben Swanekamp.
So ultimately, the $109 million figure is based on the gap between the city's core known revenues, so prior year property tax, conservative sales tax, prior year AIM, prior year fee and fine collections, right? And the gap between that and what we felt was going to be our operating budget coming in around $700 million.
Well, the $681 million budget does increase spending.
WBEN's Jim Fink has some reaction now to this budget release.
Yes, Chris Scanlon has heard Mayor Sean Ryan blame past mayoral administrations for the city's weak fiscal outlook. But much like former Mayor Byron Brown, Scanlon has dismissed those pointed remarks.
I'm a big boy. I can handle the comments. Again, I don't let them get under my skin. But again, I will defend the work of the staff, the team that was in place that did a tremendous job.
Now here's the rub, at least in Scanlon's case. After his 14-month acting mayoral term ended, Scanlon returned to his South District Councilman seat. That means Scanlon and his 8 fellow city lawmakers will decide the fate of Ryan's proposed $681 million budget, which is almost $60 million more than what Scanlon's loan budget was.
Yeah, I have concerns.
The council has until May 26 to either approve or amend Ryan's budget. Scanlon is uncommitted about how he will vote. This is Jim Fink for WBEN.com News.
Okay, Jim, thank you. There's a new policy from Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz this week. Looks to spell out who can use the county's suite at the new Bills Stadium. There's still some questions, though. Here's WBEN's Tom Puckett.
I think the policy as it stands right now leaves a lot to be desired.
Erie County Legislator Lindsay Lurigo feels politicians should not be welcome in the new county suite at Highmark Stadium.
Look at the ECIDA board, and it's full of the county executive. You have county legislators that are on that board. Why do they need access to this suite or a day to use it? I don't think that's appropriate. I think we give Visit Buffalo Niagara enough money as it is. I don't think we need to give them another day in the suite. I'd like to see this going to nonprofits. I'd like to see, you know, kids from the Boys and Girls Club applying. I'd like to see groups like that using it.
Taisha St. Jean Tard says she worked hand-in-hand with County Executive Mark Poloncarz in developing the policy. She says the suite will be intended for nonprofit organizations.
There will be an open application process in a portal that people are going to be able to submit all the things that they need to qualify as someone who will be a part of this lottery. And then it's going to also be shown, televised, whoever ends up getting this suite policy.
St. Jean Tard says she's open to changes. Hear more online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
Now, Poloncarz has said the policy would prohibit elected officials from getting a ticket to the suite. Lurigo says that's not the case. She believes politicians would be able to go under different titles.
The Sabres played their last game of the regular season last night, falling to the Dallas Stars 4-3 in a shootout. Buffalo finishes the season as Atlantic Division champions with 109 points, fourth best team in the NHL. And attention now turns to the Boston Bruins for the first round of the playoffs.
You know, everything's about preparing, taking care of yourself, eating, sleeping, everything. Doing all the little extra stuff from treatments and coming to the rink, getting everything you need. We have every tool for those guys to use to be ready to play game one. We don't know when game one is yet, but we're going to prepare like it's Saturday, and then if it's Sunday, we make a small adjustment.
All right. And the big question, though, when? When is this first game going
even
to be
Lindy
played?
Even Lindy doesn't know.
It's driving everybody nuts.
It's kind of crazy because we're talking about potentially Saturday. It could be as early as Saturday at, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
And here we are. It's Thursday. You know, we might not know until tomorrow morning.
Exactly.
Like 24 hours notice
of when they're playing. Everyone has put everything on hold.
Yeah.
Waiting to know so they can make their plans.
It's just a little crazy, if you ask me. But we do know they will be playing at home at some point this weekend, be hosting the Boston Bruins.
And early next week.
We're hoping for good weather for the party in the plaza, the, you know, big watch party at Canal Side, and everything else that people have planned. That's the fingers crossed for good weather there. 9 vessels have been turned around at the Strait of Hormuz during the first 48 hours of the U.S. blockade. Christiane Cordero reports.
Another 10,000 U.S. troops are expected to arrive in the Middle East by the end of the month. The 2-week ceasefire with Iran ends next week. The ongoing naval blockade in the Strait of Hormuz appears to be holding. Officials say 10 ships with ties to Iran have been forced to turn around. We're now hearing the warning that the U.S. Navy is issuing to ships in the region.
If you do not comply with this blockade, we will use force. The whole of the United States Navy is ready to force compliance. Now.
U.S. Central Command says no ships have broken through the blockade.
Well, that's Christiane Cordero in Washington.
A judge in Austin has barred a Central Texas summer camp from altering cabins where 27 campers and counselors died in flash flooding last summer.
The hearing was heart-wrenching.
I was terrified that I was going to lose one of those kids.
And it got personal.
When I walked by, Mr. Wright looked at me and he said, "You're going to burn in hell."
Brad Beckworth represents the family of Seal Stewart, the one person still missing after the 2025 flood that killed more than 130. Thomas Wright is the attorney for Camp Mystic, which is fighting to reopen despite the Stewart's demands that the flood-damaged cabins be preserved as evidence in their lawsuit against Camp Mystic. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Dallas.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies, warm and humid this afternoon, with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. Some storms could approach severe limits with damaging wind gusts and hail. We'll see high temperatures in the mid-70s, southwest winds gusting close to 30 miles an hour. Shower and thunderstorm chances continue into this evening, tapering to spotty showers with areas of fog developing overnight. Overnight lows dropping down to near 50 degrees. Morning fog giving way to partly sunny skies tomorrow. Not as warm, we'll see highs in the low to mid-60s. Warmer, more humid on Saturday, with more hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms developing and highs back into the mid-70s. With the exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, meteorologist Mary Beth Roble.
Mayor Sean Ryan is on the WBEN Bison Automotive Live Line. Mayor, you pulled the Band-Aid off yesterday and delivered a budget with a 25.8% property tax increase. Initial reaction from the council is that they can't stomach it. They fear that it's all being balanced on the backs of residents and spending is increasing. Where are the cuts? Where did you make cuts in this budget?
So, Susan, you know, the tax increase is just based on the numbers of the debt that was rung up. So, you know, that's where we are.
The tax increase is all based on, you know, previous year's accounting. We were $109 million short to close this year's budget. So we got a lot of problems there.
You say $109 million. Can you explain why, first off, where that number came to be, and then also why that needs to be closed this next fiscal year instead of, you know, something that is maybe phased in or chipped away at over a couple of years?
Yeah, and the most elementary answer is it's just like your household budget. You have revenues coming in from your job and you have expenditures. If you cut your hours and make less money and your expenditures go up every year, you have a debt. So right now, the city has a $109 million debt. You can't pay that over several years. You have to pay for the year's budget in the year you're in. So, you know, it's fanciful, this idea that you could spread this out, because no one's going to say, oh, that's okay, City of Buffalo. You know, you can pay us in 28, 29 for bills that you owe us this year. Like, this is the money we need to get out of this fiscal year. I'm sorry, the upcoming fiscal year.
Mayor, I want to ask, though, again, did you make any serious cuts? It just seems spending is going up.
Oh, it is, Susan. It is, because we don't have enough snowplow drivers. We don't have enough garbage truck drivers. We don't have enough maintenance people. So, you know, any further cuts will just erode what you see when you come into the City of Buffalo. Potholed streets, 600 light posts knocked down, you know, and not picked back up. So, you know, any serious cuts will just further erode. The administration prior to me for 20 years cut the city, you know, to the bone. We have places where people go to work every day where the roofs are falling off. We have unsafe work environments. You know, I go to community group after community group, and they say, we want more services. We want better services. So you can't have those two things. You can't have cuts and better services at the same time. So we seek efficiencies all the time. We're trying to stretch our dollars, do more with the short amount of money we have. But this city is just hamstrung by its debt and its inability to actually put an honest budget together. So, you know, no one's supposed to like it. I didn't rack these bills up. You know, the leaders who voted on all these out of balance budgets, they racked the bills up. My job is to come in and pay the bills.
Are people demanding more from government than they ever have before? Is that part of the reason for the numbers we're seeing here?
Yeah, not at all, Brian. What the city residents want is just what most people in the suburbs get. Basic services. If you live in the suburbs and your street light falls down, your town comes and puts it back up. Buffalo has 600 streetlights that have fallen down over the last years and hasn't put them up because we laid off the people whose job it was to put the streetlights back up. Our pools are not open. Our community centers, some of them have actually been condemned. So people are not asking for more services. They're just asking for the basics. And that's what I ran my campaign on. We are going to plow the streets. We are going to fix the potholes, but we cannot do it if we don't have enough trucks, we don't have enough drivers, and we don't have enough people lifting the garbage. So, you know, that's where we are. And I would keep in mind that even with this tax increase, Buffalo City taxes will be half of any suburb in Erie County. Half. So why do the suburbs in Erie County offer good things? Why are their streets plowed? It's because they're fiscally responsible. Buffalo has been fiscally irresponsible for 20 years. They've passed unbalanced budgets. They spent down all their savings account. They racked up debt on the credit card. They took all the money from the couch cushions. And now here we are. If we want to run the city in any practical way, it's going to cost us $109 million that we don't have. So we're going to go get that money. Over $60 million has come from other efficiencies that I've identified, but the remaining 45 has got to come out of the tax base.
Quickly, Mayor, if we can, what is your message to city unions with all new contracts due this year?
Yeah, my message to city unions is, you know, come join governance. Like, let's do this together. You know, we've established labor management councils. We know there's way to save a lot of money by reevaluating our insurance. I'm convinced we could get better health insurance for a lot less money than we're paying. You know, we have a lot of plans for retirees. We should probably only have a handful of plans, but instead we have nearly 100 plans. So, you know, this is part of getting back to normal governance, Susan, is that you don't have these absurdly high health insurance costs, you know, because nobody did the hard work of trying to consolidate similar programs into one so you don't pay as much money in administrative costs. So, you know, you talk about cuts, but really the money in city government is through efficiencies. So that's an efficiency where over the out years, you know, we can save a lot of money just by doing these things better and smarter.
We've talked about different parts of this. Let me ask you about overtime, which is a huge piece of the city budget. What changes will be coming in this budget with regard to overtime, especially for police and fire?
Sure. Just to be clear, it's a 25% levy increase, which comes to a 22% tax increase. But the tax increases are variable based on how much your property is worth. So if your property is worth under $100,000, the tax increase is different than somebody who owns a house that's worth $500,000. So 20% of the houses in the city of Buffalo will see a tax increase of less than 15 dollars a month. So, you know, just to be clear on how this increases. So if you're living in an area of the city where the property values are lower, your taxes will go up a lot less. If you're living in an area of the city that's seen tremendous gains in property tax values, your taxes will go up more. And in terms of overtime, Susan, you know, the numbers gains with overtime has been one of the things that add to our deficit. So, you know, last year, the last administration in the council, you know, put in overtime numbers that showed a sharp decrease from historic trends. Well, it didn't come out that way, and overtime is just what it's always been. So that leads to this year's deficit again. So this is the idea of fudging these numbers to say our budget's balanced and we don't have to make hard decisions, only to get to the end of the year and you're out of money. So I had to go to New York State to get $30 million to close this year's budget because the expenses and the revenues were fudged. So, you know, you can fudge a budget to get it through the council, but by the end of the year, if you're in a big deficit, you know, then you're just cooking the books year after year. So we're not going to cook the books anymore. We're going to give real overtime numbers. You know, we know what they are. We know that during storms, how much money we have to budget for overtime in the Department of Public Works. But in previous years, they looked at those numbers, Susan, and just erased them and lowered them. You know, looked at the cost of pensions, erased them and lowered them. That's not sound budgeting, and that's not what I was elected to do.
Your plan on how to close the budget, it's not just this property tax levy increase, but you also point to gaming compact revenue, which has in the past been disputed, the sale of the parking ramps and a foreclosure auction, both of which are kind of new for the city. How confident are you that those numbers will be what you forecast here in the budget?
So, but for finding all these other tools in the toolbox, we would have had to close this over $100 million gap all on property taxes. So we went and dusted off these tools that the city hadn't been using. We only collect less than 10% of the fines and fees issued in the city of Buffalo. So we're going to put a collections plan together to start bringing some of that revenue in. The city hasn't done a foreclosure auction in 7 years, which meant that a lot of professional investors stopped paying city taxes because no one asked them to pay them. So we got a big backlog of money there, which we think will bring in a tranche of money. Each of these we have estimated, you know, conservatively. And then this year we got $10.5 million from the Seneca proceeds. Even though there's not a compact, the state is still collecting that money and the Seneca is still sending that money. So we are, the state's distributing to us. That is a questionable source, Brian. In ordinary years, I wouldn't have included that in my budget. But if you don't include that, that means you're raising more money from property taxes. So, you know, this is a budget that I'm barely comfortable with, but this is the hand that I have been dealt.
Well, Mayor, thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time to, you know, understand, you know, these issues. They're complex.
It's Mayor Sean Ryan joining us live on WBEN.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current All-Stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.